This is Ask Wes, a mini-sode where I take questions from you, my audience, about all things small business websites, digital marketing, email marketing, and everything else that'll help you be found by more people and help you turn those people into paying customers and clients. So listen up here, I guarantee at least one of these answers will help you too. Let's get to the first question. The first one is from Noel Otieno. What's your advice for the best homepage info hierarchy to ensure best lead generation? Okay, so quickly, hierarchy for your homepage. Hero section at the top, telling people exactly what you do and how that benefits them. A little call to action. And then underneath that, you want to have three benefits generally. You can play around a little bit with the order of these things, but I like that order. I like going from the hero to the benefits. And then underneath that, you want to have, let's see, like for lead generation, you say this. So this is kind of more or less for a lead magnet, I'm assuming. You want to go into a little bit of your credentials, I would think, at that point. Not being self-indulgent, though. You don't want to just talk about yourself at length. You want to tie it back to how you help your people who download your lead magnet, your clients, how you help them with the same issue the reader's likely experiencing. So you talk about your credentials quickly, and then you segue into how that helps your students, your clients, what have you. And then underneath that, you'd have an opt-in form, just basically showing them, just a little box and what they need to do, just ask for first name, email address, then the button to actually make the whole thing go. Then underneath that, if they're still not convinced, you might want to have some bullet points, really emphasizing curiosity, like what they're going to learn in this lead magnet. I love doing that. So you're not giving away all the stuff, but you're opening their mind to like, and if you want to see how I do this, just go to wesmcdowell.com/training, and then you'll see the bullet points under there, how I write them in a way that's curiosity piquing, right? People read those things and they're like, I kind of want to know what those keys are, what those secrets are, right? So that's how I would do it. And then end it with another little opt-in block. So opt-in block, then the bullet points, then another one, That's generally kind of pretty all-purpose and should be a good start. Okay. From Claudia Pollack, are featured snippets worth it? And what's the best length and strategy to get them? All right. So featured snippets is what we talked about a little bit ago, which is when you do a Google search and then you see like you type in a question and then it'll be like a short answer up top, like how many quarts in a liter? And it'll just kind of have a quick answer up there. Are they worth it? This is a good and loaded question because on one hand, they're good because you're showing up on the first page in position zero, they call it. The drawback is though, if they don't need to go to your website, did they ever really attribute you as giving them that answer? Some maybe, maybe not. So it's kind of, I like doing these anyway, just as part of that good SEO strategy, the content cluster strategy I talked about earlier. But I definitely think you need to have these posts, even if it's not for featured snippets. You want to have them on your site. They answer questions. And generally speaking, you want these to be about 100 to 200 words, just really short. And then you should be good to go at that point. So whether they're worth it or not is up to you, but I don't see a whole lot of use in them actually. Like I used to think they were much more valuable than I do now. All right. Next one is from Neando1. What way would you recommend promoting my photos of Ireland? I've tried Facebook ads, Google ads, Instagram, but little to no success. So basically we're talking about products here. So in this kind of thing, if it's like photos, I assume they're prints. And again, I'm not going to spend too much time in anything e-commerce. That's not really my realm, but I would recommend probably Facebook ads for that. Just make sure you use your best photos. Make sure they stand out in the feed. Maybe a carousel ad showing a few of them going by, maybe framed. I don't know. That's kind of a tough one, but I think the first thing that comes to my, oh, actually not Facebook. First thing that comes to my mind would be Instagram for that. Maybe Pinterest. But yeah, good luck with that. Sorry, I couldn't be more help with it. Okay. Next one from Troy Casanova. What's a good WordPress plugin to track which buttons or call to actions are clicked on my site? Yeah, so I don't know that there's a plugin, but there's a third party basically software called something egg. You might have to do a little Google search on this. Type something about just type in egg heat map. But it's basically it's driving me nuts that I can't remember it. But it's a heat map tool basically that keeps track. It's not a plugin that's on your site. Well, it probably ends up becoming a plugin on your site. But yeah, it's a paid one though, and you have to just set that up, and then they keep track of exactly what people are doing on your site, what buttons they're clicking, how far they're going down your pages, what page, some of these things Google Analytics can tell you, but I like those kind of heat mapping tools if you really want to get to the bottom of all that good stuff. All right, from Anastasios, Black Friday is coming and we're preparing. Can you share some tips and must-dos for Facebook and landing pages? Okay, so one thing you need to know about Black Friday and that whole Christmas season is you can expect Facebook ad prices to go through the roof. Just so you're aware of that, you probably already are. But so in that case, you really need to be sure that your landing pages have a lot of carryover from your ads. Meaning, if anyone that clicks on that ad is thrown off in any way when they get to your site, it doesn't look the same. It feels like a different company. That is going to get people to back out almost immediately. So make sure whatever images you're choosing, colors you're using, copy style, all carries over onto the new page. And make sure also that yeah, I'm glad you said landing pages, because what you don't want to do is send people to your homepage. You want to make sure they're going to the proper landing page for whatever service you're talking about. And in terms of, when we're talking about Black Friday, what we're really talking about is some kind of deal. So what you really want to do is make sure your deal is enticing enough to really make a go of it. So what I recommend generally do speaking is like a, these days, Black Friday through Cyber Monday, like kind of taking advantage of that whole weekend, that Friday through Monday. Other than that, though, this has a lot to do with e-commerce. You don't see a whole lot of service businesses doing Black Friday specials, but all you really need to do, highlight the offer, make sure you're not just sending them to the landing page that's business as usual on your site. It is all about the offer. Make sure you've got testimonials, please. Like that's something people definitely need to see. They need to see those 5 stars, all that good stuff. Make it just a no-brainer for them with the price and then with all the social proof and the benefits as well. So good luck with that. Let me know how it turns out for you. Yeah, it's always an exciting time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay, next we have from Jeff. When is the best time to start a Facebook ad, particular what day and time? So this one is a little, there's not generally like a best time to start, but I mentioned that program I'm in that Amanda Bond puts on, and she recommends starting an ad Sunday night at 5 p.m. Let it run for the week. That's more for the test though. So I would say if you're just doing an ad and it's going to be running, no best time to start. But if you're going to do a test, I like to give it a week. And I do think there's some wisdom in that Sunday night at 5 p.m. and then let it go till Friday at 5 p.m. So you get kind of that whole Monday through Friday, unless you're more, I don't know, direct to consumer, where you think maybe they're going to be doing more on the weekend. It's a tough call. It's up to you. But I think if you're doing Instagram ads, you might want to do those on the weekend, because studies do show Facebook ads are, people don't generally do them on the weekends as much, and Saturdays are the busiest day for Instagram, so go figure. You might want to do it then if it's Instagram, but keep in mind though too, you might want to give it that 3 days because it's in that learning phase for 3 days, right? So you don't generally want to start your ad right when you want it to work because it won't work right away. Have a question you want me to answer on an upcoming episode? Just DM me on Instagram at Wes McDowell, and then join me again on next Thursday's Ask Wes minisode for a brand new round of questions, and on the main show every Monday where I cover a complete topic that'll help you go further and faster in your small business. And if you want half off your web hosting, just visit wesmcdowell.com/hosting for an exclusive 50% discount on my preferred hosting plan of choice, Bluehost. Once again, you're gonna go to wesmcdowell.com/hosting for your exclusive discount. See you soon.